Austin, you better go nap. You got to go out and use the bathroom or something. All right. I'm glad at least I could see a little bit of me up there.
Yeah. Well. All right. You all ready?
I'm ready when you are. So we're just going to go then, right? We're going now.
I mean...
Are we recording now? You're not going
to... Five. No, you don't know. Three. Two.
Are you eating right now? Are you serious? What the hell? Okay, enjoy your snack, Jake. Let me finish this story.
Hey, but, yo, smoke a blunt. Forget about it. Forget about
it. We're all having a party. We're having fun. We like to have fun.
We like to have fun here.
You know what I'm saying? We like to have fun here.
No. Actually, if you're listening,
we're supposed to be bringing the funny, Jake.
If you're listening to this podcast, you know. Actually, turn it off. Let's give them 5 seconds.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to this week's episode of Two Grumpy Elephants. I am your host, Jason. Joining me in person is Jake.
What's up, everybody?
I finally gave my address, so now he knows where I live.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so this is going to be a Oh, no. What the fuck? Dude, that was a good start.
That was a really good start, and we're still recording, too, technically.
Fuck! Are you sure that we are, though?
Yeah.
Well, you definitely got to cut.
That one's getting edited out.
Yes.
Why is it doing that?
I don't know. Is it because it... Surely, it shouldn't be because it's on a tripod.
No, it's always on a tripod.
But it's... It's like it's going through its demo mode. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know why it's doing that.
You need some light so you can see.
I can maybe give you, so you know where the buttons are.
See, it did that before, though.
Like, go into it and see if you can turn off idle mode or something. Surely there's a setting for that. Dude, that was a good start. I'll try to... We can leave it in, but I it's hard to start from not... You know what I mean?
I'm wondering if it's because there's no card in there.
I knew you were going to say that. That's a big deal now.
But because there's no card, it thinks it's in demo mode or something.
Towards
me a little bit more. Right there.
Yeah.
Right there.
Are we down enough?
Yeah.
I should down more. Alright. You want to go from the top?
All right.
All right, motherfuckers. Second, we've been recording the whole fucking time.
Second take.
All right. Second take on.
5, 4, 3, 2.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to this week's episode of Two Grumpy Elephants. I am your host, Jason. Joining me, as always, is Jake, just not in my house.
What's up, everybody?
We got a nice, pretty good show for you today. It's going to be a little different because we're in person. We don't have big old headphones on, so we'll get a more natural reaction to things and whatever. But
this feels weird. This feels like we're news anchors.
I feel like Will Ferrell right now.
Well, James, did you see on the transatlantic highway there was a 17-car orphan?
Well, we need a weather guy like pointing over there.
Yeah.
But you know, all right. So
I'm glad you didn't let me talk after I said an orphan. It was only going down over there.
Okay. Well, all right. So, you know, thanks for all your support last week. Like I said, we don't know what YouTube does with our numbers or whatever. We just quit giving a fuck about it. So we're going to do our show. If you got to see it, great. If you didn't, you can hear it on Apple, Google, whatever, Spotify. Let's move on. All right, so.
Well, first things first, let's talk about that video.
Okay, so, all right, I'll let you.
So, outside of the Circle K on Way Memorial Drive in Goldsboro, North Carolina, there were these two guys that had this kind of fundraising thing set up for veterans, you know, who need their shit through, like, a veterans hospital and shit like that, and helping veterans get back up on their feet and everything. And I got a video of that right outside of there, and this is that video now. All right, everybody, so I got a Two Grumpy Elephants exclusive here. We got these guys out here helping out veterans outside the Circle K on Wayne Memorial. If you guys see, we got all this good stuff going on. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
How you doing, soldiers?
Doing good.
Good to see you, man.
Oh yeah.
I see y'all doing things for the vets.
Yeah, you know that.
Yeah, that's what we try to do. Yeah. We try to get them enrolled.
What's your name, sir?
Earl.
I'm Jake.
Jake.
That's yeah. Good. How's it going, sir?
Jake.
Yes, sir. So if you guys could explain what you guys are doing here.
Basically, what we're doing is to save our vets. And it's an organization of vets, helping vets get registered at the VA.
Mm-hmm.
So that hopefully they can avoid all the pitfalls and the bureaucracy of red tape, so that they can get the benefits and entitlements that they're due. And in some cases, overdue.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what we try to do. We help them like that.
Oh, yeah.
We direct them toward counseling or whatever, try to transport them to doctor's appointments, etc., things of that nature. And we use this here as a fundraiser. Handmade, custom-crafted, genuine leather keychains and key rings, wristbands. We have some the military towels right here. We have the big flags like the ones standing in front of you. We have the little flags. We have hats. We have the signs like over here. And we have license plates. So we have a few things. The magnetic stick-ons for the refrigerator. A few things like that. And that's what we do. And that's our objective.
Okay. So
yeah.
Do you guys have like a website?
No, we're just getting started too.
Okay.
Like you guys did.
Okay.
What had happened initially was everything was in position, and then the COVID hit.
Yeah.
And it knocked us, I mean, flat out. So we're just getting back up and running in the last month and a half.
Yeah.
And so all of that's come forthcoming.
Okay.
Yep,
well, hopefully we can see this grow.
Yeah.
Like I said, we got a lot of goodies out here.
And that's our objective, to do just that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We thank you for stopping by, too, man.
Oh yeah, well, you know, I guarantee you, we thank you for doing all this.
Yeah.
You know, because this is gonna help out.
Yeah, sure. Everybody has a.
And we'll be on the lookout for their podcast.
Oh yeah, Two Grumpy Elephants.
Two Grumpy Elephants.
Yes,
okay.
Sir. Yes, sir.
All right.
Accept donations. We're nonprofit, so anything that we can do to help. I hate to see me riding down the street and see a vet, say homeless and all that. That bothers
yeah.
me, man.
Yeah.
You know, really, but they say they got a lot of that going on in California and this and that. So, you know, we're just trying to knock the doors out.
Yeah.
I get
yeah.
one or two every other day, every week, or two, twice a month. I'm happy. God said he didn't know he can get some compensation.
Yeah.
He didn't know this. He didn't know that. My job is to pass information.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I feel like that's all of our jobs, you know.
Yeah. He served. He's honorable. I'm serving. Whatever's wrong with it, they need to take care of
it. Yeah. My dad served. He had 20 years in the Army.
Wow.
You know, so...
Thank you for his service, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, you know, we take this kind of stuff very serious on the podcast. And, you know.
We were supposed to be here. I got hurt on the jump on paratrooper. I got hurt on the jump in 73. I'm 71 years old, so...
Mm-hmm.
I was supposed to be here, but...
Yeah.
The Lord said. Yeah. Anyway, that's what we do.
Hell, yeah. Well, thank you for your service, sir, and hopefully we can...
appreciate you coming by and giving us the opportunity to kind of explain ourselves. And we hope that your listeners and your viewers check us out.
Oh, yeah.
And they're welcome to come by anytime.
Oh, yeah.
We have various locations, but wherever they see us, they're welcome to come. See.
Hell, yeah.
And you have a good day.
All right, you do the same, sir.
See, now I'm just going to cut this part out, and then when it comes back, and then... You just talk, because I showed you the video after it.
So you want me to talk about the video now?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what I gather from the video is just, you know, it's just two guys. They're trying to make a difference. They're trying to help out veterans. Looks like during the video, the guy's actually making some of the stuff that they sell.
Yeah.
It looks like they had keychains there. Some of the stuff they probably ordered or have it made for him. But, I mean, I thought it was pretty cool that he was making the merch that they were selling.
Yeah, I got one of those, you know, I got a couple of the American flags. There's actually one of them.
Got one right there.
One back there. I picked up one of those Army signs they had.
The silhouettes. Which one? The POV or the...
The ones with the silhouettes of the Army guys with the helicopters in the background.
Sweet. Yeah, those bitches. That's good. Well, good. Those guys are at the Way Memorial in Goldsboro. Circle K.
For now, I gave them my phone number and told them to check out the podcast, told them to let me know when they get their Facebook... page set up or website set up or anything like that.
Yeah.
You know, and we'll plug it from there.
Hell yeah.
I don't know if they'll fully agree with the content of the show. And guys, if you guys are watching it now and you guys don't like some of the jokes we made, I'm sorry.
But well, come on, man. We can all get together on what they're doing. Whether I would like to think we could put aside our...
Any sort of political differences.
Yeah, and number one, you support our troops and you support the families of our troops.
Yeah, yeah.
We can all agree on that. Yeah, you may not like some of our other banter, but if you don't support the troops, what?
This is weird, dude.
It is weird.
No, I totally agree, though. You know, if you don't support the troops, then get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't like our troops, then go fuck yourself.
Go grump yourself.
Go grump yourself.
It's up there. You can't see it.
This is the other wall.
No. There you go. The cup.
Oh, yeah. There you go. All right. So, in case you're not wondering, I am not a new person.
That's right. This is the first episode.
This is the first episode since I've shaved my beard. It wasn't a dare. I didn't lose a bit. It's fucking hot. And I wanted to, you know, I've been kind of working out and I've been losing a little weight and I wanted to see if I was seeing it in my face and I didn't like what I saw when I shaved. So it's growing back, John. Don't change the logo. Okay.
Speaking of which, we got some...
We will be getting in contact with Rigs and Gigs for some more logo stuff for another adventure we may be partaking
in. Let's just go ahead and break the ice. We got a new show coming out at some point.
We do.
That's all the details we're giving you now, but we got a new show.
It's not going to be political at all.
No.
It's going to be just shits and giggles. Okay?
Yeah.
You won't be hearing about Biden's approval numbers. You won't be hearing about...
What if Rigs and Gigs... did the logo for the new show that we call Shits and Gigs. We call it Shits and Gigs. We're still working on the name, everybody.
But what? We don't have to name it after the dude that does our logos.
No, but...
But that's like, an honor.
That's a good idea.
I was like, all right, attaboy.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right.
And Shits and Gigs. That's what we're doing the show for.
So it's Shits and Gigs and 1v1s. All right. So, well, Shits and Gigs can be the show, and then we have different... categories of the show, like the 1v1s or the...
It'd be hard to like spell that out though on YouTube. YouTube would censor the fuck out of that.
Fuck YouTube.
Agreed.
I mean, you know, all right, so but we're here to do 2GE today. We just got some stuff coming down the line we're excited about. We're hoping we can
broaden our fan base and our viewership. And, you know, we do need your support when you can give it to us. I know your week gets hectic sometime, but it only takes us 3 fucking seconds to hit the like button, guys. If you watched the video and you didn't hit the like button, it's like not or something, you know, and you just don't understand. All right, you may have to cut that one out. That was right on. That was a little on the nose. Was it on the nose too much? Moving on. All right, so we got a lot to talk about as far as Afghanistan and Biden and Trump. And I know everybody's tired of hearing about this shit, but it's real. And this is really happening right now. What you're witnessing now is a debacle and a complete future cast of what Trump said would happen. You like that?
Yo,
I'm dying today,
where is this going?
All right, so Biden's... All right, let me just give you this. Everybody's been watching the news this week. We know what's going on in Afghanistan. So this is... Biden's approval ratings have dropped from 53% to 49% approval, with 48% disapproval. I don't know if that has anything to do with Afghanistan, but there a lot of it was the COVID shit. But throughout the show, you're going to understand why we think that's happening. The failure to come up with a plan to, first of all, when you announce that we're pulling out of Afghanistan, first of all, that's a billboard for the Taliban, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
Okay. So now they know they just have to buy their time until about August 31st, which is supposed to be the end date, which is absolutely absurd. But here's my thing. Okay. Yes, the Afghan government has crumbled immediately. It's already been taken over by the Taliban.
They've already taken over the
government. But what bothers me is that wipes out the 20 years that our soldiers and our troops fought and died to sustain.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And this ill-advised, you know, rash, knee-jerk decision to rip the troops out of there, let me be on record saying we should have never fucking went, okay? And I'm with Jake on that.
Yeah.
We should have never fucking went. But when we were there, and as long as we have been there, you can't put the pin back in the grenade at this point. You know what I'm saying? You can't just pull out and leave and just all these soldiers that died. I wouldn't go as far as saying they died in vain, but damn.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But if Biden didn't insult the death of every soldier that died over there.
I mean, he practically just took a piss on their grave, in my opinion. And I know that's harsh, and I don't like saying it, but...
But Biden's a fucking idiot.
He's a fucking moron. You know... The airports, I saw something on Fox News today. The airports are so overrun that now they're worried that suicide bombers are going to target those airports right now. And there's not enough troops there to secure it.
Damn.
What? Yeah. So the exit strategy, first of all, there was no strategy. You can't tell me that they had an exit strategy. You can't announce on Tuesday that you're planning on moving out. Okay. Usually when this happens, I mute him on my side. But what I'm saying, what I'm trying to get at is when you don't have an exit strategy, and if they did, it failed immediately. When you announce the date, you're giving the enemy information that they shouldn't have. And you should have already been making those moves before you even announced.
Well, the exit strategy was to leave and leave all of those people vulnerable.
Well, the mission accomplished.
Yeah.
Because if you look on the news today, there is like, I mean, not even the troops, the Afghan people that are not fighting, you know, it's just the people are begging to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And there was a video where they were climbing on the planes and trying to hold on to the plane. I'm like, how is this not a humanitarian crisis right now?
Well, so did you hear about Greece?
I did.
So Greece just finished their border wall with Turkey.
Wait a minute. Greece, the musical? Or
no. No.
I didn't know you were going to put some John Travolta on me. All right. So, I know where you're going with that. I just wanted to throw that in there.
Greece just finished their border wall with Turkey because they're worried that people from Afghanistan will migrate through and try to escape into Greece.
So, okay, so now walls are okay. Well, that's convenient, isn't it? We get called bigots and racists and xenophobe when we want a wall.
It's a 25-mile wall.
Okay, well, that's doable. Trump did that in, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
But
and, you know, in this article from CNN I'm looking at right now, there is no judgment. There is no racist calls to Greece or the leaders.
And this is CNN?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's like they lost their dictionary when they come up with some of these headlines and stories.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
and it says, the unapologetic stance of U.S. President Joe Biden, who faces criticism for the United States' chaotic removal of troops in Afghanistan, has dismayed leaders in Europe who are now left bracing for a possible refugee emergency.
So that means that it's okay to keep out refugees fleeing and wanting a better life as long as it ain't from Mexico.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. All right, as long as we know what we're up against, you know, I find that highly hypocritical.
The Afghan crisis is creating new facts in the geopolitical sphere, and at the same time, it is creating possibilities for migrant flows. And, you know, this guy said it. I don't know his name. I'm not going to try to pronounce it. But it says, as a country, we cannot remain passive to the possible consequences.
Now, I would love for you to, and y'all just heard what he just read. Imagine Trump's president right now. How would that have read... had Trump been president. First of all, you wouldn't be dealing with this shit. Because Trump would have fucking carpet bombed the whole fucking place. But it wouldn't have been that professional sounding.
No. It would have been racist Trump.
Yeah. It would have been bigger.
Wants Muslims to die.
Yep. Just like what they did with him in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Over the hurricane. And it turns out all the Democratic-leaning politicians over there were storing all that shit into it. It almost went bad. You remember that?
Yeah.
The water was fucking running out. I didn't even know water could run out of Dayton bottles. Obviously, it can.
And this guy, I don't know what his name is. Ketoacidosis is what it looks like. It says, it is our decision to defend and secure our borders. Our borders will remain secure and inviolable. We will not allow uncontrolled and erratic movements, and we will not allow any attempt to violate them. Why is it okay when they do it?
Well, I mean, it's political. It's very political.
Yeah.
Well, because if they make that headline look bad, there go Trump. Biden looks bad.
Yeah.
So they're doing pass block right now for Biden.
Yeah.
That's the way that headline reads. And that's why CNN can't be trusted and nobody watches their shit.
Well, you know, I also saw a Babylon Bee article that was talking about AOC goes to Afghanistan to warn Afghans not to come to the racist America.
You got to love the Babylon Bee, man. You got to. Because sometimes it's more accurate than the truth.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever they say the truth is.
I saw one yesterday that said, White House loses Biden, has to lure him back with ice cream cone on fishing string.
Well, like, all right, there's a TikTok video I sent you.
Yeah.
And there's this, he's doing some Q&A with Kamala, and you don't see her on the screen, but somebody passes this dude, Biden, a note, and, you know, my first thought was, all right, something's going on, and, you know, that happens. You know, you see that on shows and all that, where they just slip a little piece of paper and he reads it. Kind of like when, you remember when George Bush was in the classroom with the kids and somebody just kind of whispered in his ear and he had like, oh shit, what the fuck do I do now?
Let
this 9-year-old just blabble on, you know, with two fish, one fish, dead fish, whatever. He's under attack. So that's kind of what I'm thinking is, it must have been serious. No. Turns out, the note read, you have something on your chin. And then you see Biden doing this.
You see on the talk, you see there's like... There's like a little snot piece on his chin.
Yes.
It was because he was just blowing his nose right beforehand. There's a little piece of snot on his chin.
Oh, that's right. He was. Yeah. Okay. So, but here's the funny part. The only reason we know that is because... when he was holding up the piece of paper, and I guess he kind of was just fumbling with it while he was, I guess, trying to pay attention. So he does this. and you read on the camera,
sir, there's something on your chin.
I'm like, please tell me that was his national security advisor. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just making sure we're still recording.
Okay. Well, Jake's checking on that. You know.
Well, before we move off the Afghanistan thing.
Oh, I'm pretty sure we got more than that, but go ahead.
I saw that I got this other CNN article up of the new Taliban. The new Taliban. The more kinder, gentler Taliban.
Is that the ones that was in the Capitol yesterday? Because they didn't look any kinder to me. Well, they were still all had the machine guns.
This article starts out, half of it starts out with how bad the Taliban is.
How bad as in?
Or how bad the old Taliban is.
So this is a PC Taliban.
This is a...
this is a politically correct...
This is the woke Taliban.
The woke Taliban, everybody. The problem, that's why, see, Biden already knew, guys. He knew what was happening. He's giving these guys a chance to prove themselves. If they only kill 50,000 people instead of 100,000 people, it's a win.
But it says here, the Taliban leader talked, the Islamic Emirate, I don't know if that's how you're supposed to pronounce it, is committed to the rights of women within the framework of Sharia. Now,
okay, before you go any further, I heard this bullshit. I heard about this bullshit. And they're trying to, what they're trying to do, and I'm going to let you, I don't want you to not finish. I heard about this, and what they're trying to do is, now that they're allowing women to vote or drive cars or whatever, it's their way of saying, we can be recognized as a real government.
Well, now, just last week, the Taliban was asking women, you know, who wants to be in positions of power? And the women who raised their hands were drug out into the street and shot and killed.
So it's a, you got, you got, sucker. Dude, this is over. It's over. Is this not the one that does it? Pretty much, you're going to have to edit this whole fucking show.
I've got to edit that out.
This part?
You know I've got to edit that out.
Well, can you leave
crying? I just got to bleep it.
Okay. All right.
I got a lot of bleeping to do in this episode.
All right. We'll explain to the ones in person if you wanted to know what we really said. Send me a text. I'll let you know what we're talking about. All right. I understand why, but all right. So, but here's the thing. It's almost like, how far down have you been when now you're trying to pander to women? Because, you know, now we've moved past that in the U.S. We're not pandering to women anymore. It's trans and gays and minorities, you know. So, I mean, they're kind of behind the ball on that one. You know?
Yeah.
As far as the time, you know.
But, so, get woke or Taliban.
Yeah. But, you know, don't fucking raise your hand if you want to be in power, it sounds like. If you're a woman and you're in Afghanistan, you're going to probably need to be quiet for a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, that is the whole, the way they treat women, the way, and, you know, my beliefs, nobody gives a shit, but the way they treat homosexuality, they don't tolerate it. So what I'm trying to get at is, if you're gonna cancel my pillar guy because he don't talk what you want to talk, but you're writing stories about how this is the new Taliban. How fucking far have they strayed from the fucking fabric of truth?
Well, now I'm pretty sure I brought this up on last episode, but I told you about that video clip I saw of the fucking CNN lady or whatever over there, and there's all the fucking Taliban members in the background.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And she goes, you know, everybody's chanting death to America here, but it's so bizarre. Yeah. They sound like nice people.
Yeah. Yeah, take that damn scarf off your head and see how nice they are, though.
It says, also, Taliban officials have sometimes asserted that they favor education for females, yet in areas of Afghanistan that they have seized control of within the past couple years, this dispensation only extends to girls under the age of 12.
Let me just give you a FYI, and if those of you listening, the only reason the Taliban tolerates women is to make more Taliban men. That's their only job.
You know, Why are we defending the Taliban now? When do we not have a multi-million dollar video game series that's dedicated to show you why the Taliban is fucking evil?
Yeah, Call of Duty,
Medal of Honor,
pick your poison. The thing about it is, it's passport for the administration.
Yeah,
that's all it is. If this was a Trump administration right now and all this shit was going down, first of all, it wouldn't have been going this way. But let's just say hypothetically, it did. This would not read this way. It would be all hate on Trump, all Trump's fault. They're, the Taliban is going to kill all these women, all these kids.
Oh, is that what it is? So since Biden pulled out of Afghanistan, yeah. Now the Taliban's exactly actually not right. So bad guys.
Well, they're not going to come out and say they're not good guys, but it's not the Taliban of the Bush years.
Yeah, okay.
You see what
okay.
I'm saying? Because Bush was the one. And you didn't, I don't even know what they did for Obama, but you didn't hear about it much. But now they got to talk about it because it's really happening. So they have to, what I call it, sugarcoating it.
Yeah.
You know, they're sugarcoating the truth there. There is no such thing as a good Taliban except a dead Taliban. Okay? Point blank. And to me, this is just absolute disrespectful.
Point blank.
As
long
shit.
Range. I don't care how you shoot them.
Yeah. Well, yeah, nice, yeah. Nice play of words. I like that. See, I can point this way now. That's cool. This didn't ever happen again. No, it's really cool. I love not having the headphones on. Dude. Yeah. I can actually hear myself, you know. But all right, so, well, I know we make our jokes about it because that's what we do. We try to make jokes on everything. But on a serious side, this is really bad for the soldiers and the veterans that really gave their all and came home with, you know, severe injuries and the loss of family. And, you know, when you, a lot of people forget about that because that's just, what do you call it? Unintended consequences or cost of doing business, if you will. But the way that this fucking Joe Biden has orchestrated this whole debacle of pulling out of Afghanistan, of course we should have pulled out, but you got to do it in smart ways to where you limit as much as you can casualties and hardships on the people there and the people trying to get out.
Well, and you know, I've said before, this country's been at war for thousands of years. It's never not.
Yeah,
it's not, never not going to be at war.
And if there ever is peace in the Middle East, you better be looking for the trumpets.
Yeah.
Because that's biblical terms.
Yeah.
There's always going to be something going on in the Middle East. But, yes, should we be getting out of there? Sure. I don't want to disagree of us getting out. But you can't, if the government that you work for 20 years folds in 48 hours, something went fucking wrong.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
And I just don't understand how we broadcast every move we make was on CNN. Every one of them. We're going to do this by 9:30. We should be here. You know, we're going to have a little scrumpets for breakfast, and then we're going to move on. You know?
Scrumpets?
What is that? Is that a thing?
Scrumpets.
What did I say?
Scrumpets.
All right. Okay.
Do I need to edit that out, too?
No, absolutely not. I told you I'd give you one.
Yeah.
All right. Scrumpets. Is that right?
Scrumpets. No. Crumpets.
I've said scrumpets my whole life, dude. I've been wrong.
Your whole life is a lie.
I don't even want to know what I've been wrong on. All right, so now you know why Biden's approval ratings are at 49%. I think that's still fucking high.
Well, you know,
there's
I'll say
that high.
You know, we don't get many likes on our videos.
We don't get any likes on our video, except my grandma.
But we don't. We don't have one dislike on our videos, so our approval rates are 100%.
You know what?
We have higher approval rating than Biden.
You damn right we do. I never thought of it that way. So if you take the 5 likes we do got and you times it by 1,000, and then you take the dislikes we got and you divide that by 0, we got 0 dislikes. What does that show? He's calculating all this shit.
Fucking Riggs Davis 2024.
Yeah.
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 No, we can't. We can't. After this podcast, we can't.
I'm
do
not
it.
Allowed to vote in the state of Nebraska. You know? No, okay, so, all right, what you read, the way that read, I'm going to read you another one from CNN. Biden's national security advisor says the ISIS threat on the Kabul airport is acute. Now, the word just struck me weird.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, is that like saying, interesting, you know? When you really mean, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know who I'm talking about. Leave it in, because it's real. But acute, in case you don't know, means bad or an unwelcome situation or a terrible outcome. Stuff like that, you know. It's not a good word.
Yeah, yeah.
But to use that word, that just it shows an example of sugarcoating. Because most people don't, that's not a word most people use on a daily basis. And so if your ride-by readers are going to say, well, what the fuck does that mean? I don't give a fuck.
I mean, anytime cute is in the same
you're not gonna think,
article as Taliban.
Right, you're not going to think that's a bad thing.
Yeah.
This may be, it could go either way. No, acute means very bad, unwelcome situations.
Does it?
Yes, I looked it up to make sure I wasn't wrong. I can show you where I look at them. No, but that's what it means. But for them to use that word, first of all, I call that a $15 word because not everybody uses it all the time. And it's, you know, it's a way of being honest, but being a dipshit and an asshole at the same time. Oh, that's a cute.
Yeah, yeah.
It means, well, that's fucked up, man. You know what I mean? All right, we moved on. All right, so... You got anything else? On Afghanistan.
Not on Afghanistan.
All right, you want me to go to mine and then you come back?
All right, so
this is weird. Trump had a rally in Alabama last night. Did you hear about it or anything? Well, you know, Trump does his thing, gets up there, he gets all his applause, and he does his one-liners and all that. But he happened to mention a thing called getting a vaccine. And he was met with a brief amount of booze.
No shit.
Yes.
No shit.
The first time I've heard Trump get booed. Yeah. And you know, here's the thing. And I know we're not going to get deep into whether or not you should. Okay, YouTube? I'm just, you know, that vaccine was one of Trump's milestones.
Yeah.
He got it done, you know. And, of course, you can go back a year and see what the Dems were saying about the vaccine. You know what I'm saying? How they would not take it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They weren't going to take Trump's vaccine.
Right. But, you know, that was kind of Trump's achievement right at the end to get it pushed through. Okay. I don't think he realized the amount the amount of pushback his supporters were given to that vaccine, and I think he met it yesterday.
Oh, fuck.
And even Fox News had it worded, was met with some brief boos. Now, CNN went a little further and said, completely booed.
Yeah.
You know, and here's what's funny is CNN hadn't done a damn thing on any of those rallies up until this point, because he got booed. Now, I didn't finish watching the rest of it. I'm pretty sure Trump rallied back throughout it, you know. But I think now Trump knows how a lot of his supporters feel about that vaccine. And I don't think Trump put it together as, hey, it was from me. I did that, Trump. You know, I did that vaccine. You should support it, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So just keep that in mind, Trump, when you think you can go in the middle of Times Square and shoot somebody.
Do you think Trump's listening?
Yeah, Trump texts me all the time. I get texts from him about donating. my name needs to be on the top of the list right before the rally. I got all that stuff, you know. Me and him, we would go way back on, you know. I will bring this up. One of my proudest moments, you know, that night in 2016, you know, when we found out like at 4 in the morning, that was like one of my best nights in politics, you know. But, you know, we've come a long way down from that. I mean, when you get to the top, there's nowhere to go but down. And we feel hard. So
I got to say, just for everybody's sake.
Why am I doing this?
No, just for everybody's sake, that last cough also might have ripped something in the process. I don't know if that got caught on mic or anything.
I didn't hear anything.
Okay. I probably could just let it go then.
Look, if you combine having to turn my AC off and you gas into place, this is going to be a shorter podcast than we thought.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
Okay, so anyway, that I just wanted to bring it up. I didn't watch the whole rally. I just thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
That happened. You know, I don't think Trump's ever got booed, other than, you know, the liberals that sneak in there and try to run the damn thing. But I mean, he was met with some booze on that. So, you know, I'm wondering if he's going to rethink you know, really pushing, hey, I'm the one that got this vaccine going, you know.
Maybe just let that one go.
Yeah, I love doing that. Why do we do that? Why do we have tables? We got a table.
I don't know. I'd be careful because I think the microphone picks it up.
Oh, are y'all hearing that? Good, good. All right, so give us something, Jake. I mean, I'm pretty much wrapped up on my side.
You want something to just kind of freshen the palate?
Sure, let's do it.
So...
Usually that's alcohol, though, isn't it?
Yeah. So,
Here, it's about to get ridiculous, folks.
Yeah,
I can tell. You can see the gleam in his eyes. You can just tell this is about to go off the rails.
So Skyrim's getting a re-release after the seventh time.
And now this means a lot to me. Though.
Yeah. So, the re-release, it's being called the Anniversary Edition. It's to celebrate, I think, like...
very original.
10 years. Yeah.
Very original. Go ahead.
It's going to include over 500 Creation Club items, which I'm guessing that's like mods.
See, I don't put mods on my... I don't ever put mods. Well,
these won't be mods. It'll be included in the game.
Okay.
It'll be like, kind
of
like...
So maybe they found some of the best looking mobs that somebody made personally. And they,
yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. And it's also going to introduce fishing.
Love it.
I'm interested in that. It's going to include all the DLC expansions, Dawnguard, Hearthfire, and Dragonborn. The PS5 and Xbox Series X is supposed to get, like, graphics upgrade or whatever. It's supposed to be here by November. And that's pretty much all it's talking about. But...
Here we go.
The Elder Scrolls 6 is, like, 10 years away now. Before it was probably about 5 years, you but know now you're it's like,
right. Oh my god!
Yeah.
Well, now this is the first thing since Bethesda was bought by.
That's true.
Xbox, right?
By Microsoft. Yeah,
Microsoft. Yeah. So I'm curious to see how they do it.
Well, it says everybody's getting it.
Well, of course they're going to say it.
You know, I mean, I don't know why
they're not going to put this.
Why they lie about it?
They're not going to put this up there. So far, nobody's giving a damn about this thing, but we're still making it.
Yeah. Well, what I mean is, you know, everybody's getting it, not just Xbox.
So it's console wide, is what you mean? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm with you.
Fucking PC, PS5, GameCube, Super Nintendo. Everybody's getting it.
Hell yeah!
I think it's going to be cheaper if you already own the game. I think it's going to be cheaper to upgrade, like if you're on PC.
Oh, so I already got it, so it would just be an update, like Minecraft or something.
Well, no. You'd probably spend, like, instead of spending $60 for the whole game over 30. Again, you'd probably spend, like, $20 for the upgrade.
That's worth it.
But I'm excited for the fishing.
I am, too.
I'm really excited for
the fishing. I love the fish on my games.
Now, my thing is, I got words for Bethesda. I got words for Rockstar.
Yeah.
Just make us the fucking sequel. I just went Elder Scrolls 6.
Well, the whole argument is the whole argument for Skyrim, the Ender Scrolls,
Elder Scrolls.
I know that's right. All right, but anyway, the whole point was they're never going to make a sequel until people stop buying.
Yeah.
The Elder Scrolls, and now they're giving everybody a reason to buy it more.
Yeah,
you know, everybody that's been waiting for the sequel will get this anniversary package. For sure.
But I'm excited about it.
I am too. But...
Now, was Fester's Quest the episode that got taken down by YouTube?
Yes, it was.
Oh, fuck you, YouTube.
Well, it's because we talked about the no-goes of the truth.
Of the juice.
The juice. Are you juicing? What'd you do, juicing?
You juicing? You drafting?
You scallywagging?
You crapping? You cribbing? So...
This has been so weird, but good.
Did you hear about this Legend of Zelda cartridge?
What?
This Legend of Zelda cartridge that sold for $400,000.
$400,000?
So somebody had a sealed Legend of Zelda cartridge.
We talked about that.
No. That was something else. I think that was like a Mario cartridge.
Okay.
This one, somebody had a sealed Legend of Zelda cartridge that they donated to a Goodwill.
What? And Goodwill said, thanks.
Goodwill sold it for $411,278.
Okay, whoever that was probably just killed himself.
Yeah.
Because, and then, there's no way he knew what he had.
See, and this,
I don't mean that lightly. I mean that as a joke, but I hope that didn't happen. But... Obviously, this guy didn't know what he had.
Maybe we did talk about Zelda, because here in this article it says, in July, a rare early version of The Legend of Zelda earned $870,000.
But that wasn't donated to Goodwill either.
And then later, a sealed copy of Super Mario 64 broke records with a stunning $1.56 million sale.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
How is that one going for more? That's not hard to find, that game.
A sealed copy of it, probably.
Well, you got to think about any of those. Back in the day, dude, you didn't give a shit about those boxes or nothing. You ripped them motherfuckers open to play that game. I wished, if I knew then what I know now, I would put those boxes up somewhere, and, you know, at least if you, it may not have been a sealed copy, but you would had the, you had the pamphlets in it and all that shit.
That's, I don't know, what, bro. I'd give you $150 for that GameCube and your Zelda games right now.
Negative. No. All the controllers are right down there.
I mean, I don't need you rubbing it in my fucking face.
Hey, you came over to my fucking house. He pulls up like, what? This is your fucking neighborhood? Oh, God. That was funny, though. Made my wife laugh. So this is a new thing we did, guys. Let us know what you thought. Was it better in person? Do you hear us better? If we're still glitching, then that's really a human problem, because we're not streaming at all. I mean, we're basically having a family reunion minus the family.
My shit's not even connected to the fucking internet.
That's why my kids ain't in here, because they're able to play games right now. But, let us know what you thought. excuse me, that was weird.
How many times I did it? I don't think you have.
Now this won't be an every time thing, because we go on the lightning. And if you don't know what the lightning is, you ain't been here long enough.
I'm on the lightning next week.
Jake's on the lightning next week. I don't know. We make it happen. If it's a big hit, it'd be worth it.
Yeah.
You know. Maybe if we get 17 views this
week. If we could start getting some, because I would love to.
You motherfuckers! If y'all watch this and didn't like it, though, you might. You know, I'm gonna take it personal. So,
and this is good. I like this. I like this. This
I
is
like
awesome.
It too. This is awesome. I like it too.
I think I would love to feel like it's worth to continue doing this over and over again.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't, it wasn't hard to get it set up.
No.
The more we do it, the easier it would be, But, do go, if you're in the area, go check out the dudes on the Circle K and Wayne Memorial in Goldsboro. Help support our veterans.
I don't know if they'll be there tomorrow or anything like that, but.
Look, they had a lot of shit out there, dude. Yeah. They had a lot of stuff. But if you watch the video, we're going to upload it. You'll see it.
They've already seen it.
Right. Okay. So you've already seen it. So you know the guy said that we're a nonprofit, that all their money goes toward the veterans. And what he's really doing is trying to help mainstream your veterans to get into their medical, the VA, kind of bypassing a lot of the red tape and streamlining it so people can get the medical procedures they need in a timely manner. Something that anybody can get behind. If you can't get behind that, dude, I mean, I don't know what you're doing.
Then you probably didn't make it this far into the podcast.
No, and if you did, well, we give them 5 seconds to leave.
Yeah, we'll give them 5 seconds.
Yeah. We do like the feedback. We actually need the feedback, because we don't know what we sound like. We don't know if we are too long or too short. Hook us up in the comments with some criticism or, some attaboys or whatever you want. If you got something you want to talk about, you want us to rant about, I haven't had a good rant in a while.
There's just no way.
Can you imagine me being so hyped? I know, this tape was killing me, dude.
Awesome.
I don't know what to do with my hands. But can you imagine, you remember the episode of the gas shortage? Can you imagine me being that hype and you sitting beside me?
Oh, yeah.
You'd be like, spit guard, I need to give you a spit guard for sure. But
plexiglass.
Yeah, plexiglass. We're not social distancing, by the way. But I was going to say something, but I knew it'd be beat.
Yeah.
Because I've pretty much piled on that one. All right, so are we good? You got anything else?
Good.
I feel like we went by fast. How long have we been doing this?
36 minutes. Well, I mean, 36 minutes plus the first backup.
Yeah.
Which some of that's going to get left in.
You can't. my hands over the camera for the most part of it.
All right, so like we said earlier in the show, we got some cool things coming, you know, down the line. We're going to branch out, and because, you know, we like talking about what we talk about. This is what 2G is, but we also like to have fun, too. And you can't just always be about politics or you'll drive yourself crazy. And it's tiresome.
And, you know, this channel's already probably been flagged for some bullshit.
Yeah, we're not getting out like we should as far as the views. And if you are watching and it's not reflecting, don't take it personal that we're shitting on how many views we're getting, because we don't really know.
But, I mean, because we've also had, share it with some people.
Help yeah, us out, share please. It. If you share it, unless they take the video down, it'll get to where you're trying to get it to. But, you know, we've had videos that would be over 100 on Wednesday and then somehow lose 60 views on Thursday.
Yeah, yeah.
I've watched it happen. So, you know, there's some gerrymandering going on. You know, YouTube, either they don't want us to get big enough where they have to start paying us, or they're just doing Biden's bidding, you know, and it's probably a little both, you know. I mean, I'm not trying to say we would ever get that big, but we don't know because we're not given the fair chance to. And that's kind of what sucks. It's sometimes it gets a little hard to get up here and act like we're going to make it big and be excited about it when we're not, you know, we're not getting what we need to get. So with that being said, you know, we're going to venture out on other things and we'll still bring our personalities with it, you know, and we'll have fun with that. And it'll be something that you can watch, and I'm pretty sure every one of y'all would be interested in this next show.
Yeah.
It's going to be an awesome show.
Yeah, it will.
It's going to be a blast. It's pretty much me yelling at Jake and Jake yelling at me.
Yeah.
So if you love when I go off on another tantrum, then this is all what it's about.
Tantrum.
What'd I say?
You said tantrum. I think you meant to say tangent.
I mean, well, I don't know what I meant to say. Man, you know, it's hard to hide it in person. I can hide it better.
What?
When we're doing
fucking
this.
Up a word?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I can just start. You know, oh, damn, we froze, my bad.
Oh, shit.
I don't know how to spell this word. I mean, pronounce.
Yeah.
All right, so keep your eye on the Afghanis. They might be in your theater soon. Well, not in Germany, I guess. The wall is up deep.
Yeah.
Greece. But did they make, what's her name, pay for the wall? Who paid for that wall?
Know.
Did they make Mexico pay for that wall?
I know they didn't make Turkey pay for it. They don't got shit.
You know, when I was a kid, I used to thought that was the awesome place to live because they always had Thanksgiving. I mean, who doesn't love Thanksgiving? But when I was a kid, I thought that was all about Thanksgiving. And then North Pole was about Christmas.
Yeah, we got to end this.
All right, well, good.
After that.
No, that can't be the last thing we talk about. So, all right, so remember Trump got booed and Biden is an idiot. So, and we have been really tearing this table up. So if you've heard that, I apologize. We didn't think that one through. I just don't know what to do with my hands. With that being said, keep a lookout. We'll give some notification on when the new show starts. I don't know.
Probably here in the next couple of weeks.
Next couple of weeks. You know, we're going to go ahead and probably pre-record a couple of them. So we won't have to worry about messing with 2G's time. But let us know what you thought of the in-person podcast. I'm sure it's going to be a better quality.
Yeah.
You know, we might have to work on the lighting a little bit. This is a dark room anyway, so we might have to work on that. Just let us know what you thought. I'm Jason. This is Jake.
You.
And Trace.
Later.
Trace. We got to throw a Trace real quick. Never